الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد, we'll start our talks with the hadith of Nabi عليه الصلاة والسلام on the eve of Ramadan to gain the barakat, and the message is so great in the air. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that we take the barakat also, the message also, and the most important, to practice upon it as well. Hazrat Salman radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that on the last day of Sha'ban, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke to us and said, so that Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam gave these advices before Ramadan came, that shows that how much he wanted us to be prepared for Ramadan, so that not a single moment of Ramadan must be wasted, that we are well prepared. Allah give us tawfiq to prepare. Now, it has come that the righteous and the pious, when after Ramadan, for 6 months, half of the year, they should pass in sorrow that they did not spend their Ramadan correctly. And the other half of the year, 6 months or so, they should spend in preparation for the next Ramadan. So we also should be mentally, spiritually, physically, in every way, be prepared for the coming of Ramadan. And it is such a glorious month, such an honorable month, filled with every type of goodness, that really our heart should be very open and yearning very greatly for this month. And when it comes, to devote ourselves totally. And in that also we should try, whatever other things we have to do, do it before or after Ramadan. Keep Ramadan solely for the exclusive ibadat and the honor and the amal of Ramadan. Hazrat Salman, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, O people, a great month has come upon you, a most blessed month. It is a great month, it is a blessed month. Greatness in everything. And the blessedness of this month also, everything, as we will read, the ruzi of a believer is increased. And more than that, our spiritual ruzi, that as we will read, that a nafal becomes the value of a farz in this month. A farz goes to the value of 70 farz. And in that also we should remember the day of Jumu'ah, the virtues are gained so much more. Already this one Jumu'ah has almost come to an end. How much did we apply ourselves? And also, if a person makes miswak, his namaz is increased. Inna salata bisiwak afdalu min sab'ina salatan biduna siwakin. 70 times more virtues. So if in the month of Ramadan and on the day of Jumu'ah, and we make miswak and we make our namazes, how much to earn to here to earn? And that we are really here in this world to earn for the akhirat, not to earn for this dunya. Even our own ruzi, Allah has not made it that it is a farz-e-ain. Allah has taken responsibility. Allah, the system Allah has kept, that this is darul asbab. Yeah, we will work and earn our ruzi. But even then, Allah Ta'ala, the responsibility is on Allah. And Allah will provide for us. We do our job, then Allah will pay us when we have done our job. And our job is to make the ibadat of Allah. And if we do that diligently, and we give ourselves totally for that, Allah will see to our needs from min haythu la yahtasib, from sources that we don't know, and sources of honor and respect. With great honor and respect, Allah Ta'ala will give our ruzi. So this is a very great month, and the spirituality of the month is very, very great, in which is a night greater in value and goodness than 1,000 months. This one night, Laylatul Qadr, is not equal to, is greater than. And when Allah says greater, we cannot imagine how much more greater. Like if a person, a stingy person, a poor person, gives somebody a job and tell him, do this job, and if you do it good, I will give you more than what I have promised you. What agreement we have made, I will give you more. He's a stingy person. He's a poor person. How much more can you expect? And if a rich person says, and is generous also, that do this job and if you do it well, I will give you more. You can expect so much more. All the people in the world, how much can they give? What have they got? Allah's resources are unlimited. Allah Ta'ala, whenever He wants to, He creates more and more. For Allah doesn't need the raw material. Where there is no raw material, there are no sources. Allah, just by His command of kun, and it comes into existence. So there are no limits. Allah's generosity in things, there is no limit. But Allah's real generosity in His jood, in His mercy, in His kindness, in His great, great qualities, Allah Ta'ala shows great, great mercy. So this night Allah says, khayrum min, that it is better. And 8,000 months, 83 years and 4 months. So who of us, very few left for such a long period. There are people who left till that age, but few, very few. So, and in that one night you can get the ibadat. And even if we left till 100 years, then at least 15 years are when we are still not matured. And then also when a person becomes matured, how many are conscious of deen? And only later a person becomes, those who do become conscious, it's much later. But for in that one night, which is not equal to 83 years and 4 months, better. So what a great night. And we should be already from now be in anticipation for that night. And beg Allah that we must get that night, whichever night which is not defined, in which there is also great wisdom and great goodness. That specific night, which is it? We don't know. So we can make effort on all the other nights also, and we will get that reward of that night. Because we are making that effort. Accordingly, Allah will give us our returns also. So it is that this one night, we can earn so much. As the Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali has written, how fortunate are those people who have found this night every year. If for 15 years, 30 years a person found this night, and we make the ibadat, and the least is we make our Isha with Jamaat, make our Fajr with Jamaat, and we have got the value of that night. And then whatever more we do, it is a month in which Allah has made fasting for us by day, and has made Sunnah, the Taraweeh, Salah by night. The Rozas also, we should look forward to it, and with happiness, and to sacrifice for one's beloved. When a person is doing his wedding shopping, he's going to, for his house, for his room, bedroom, what things he wants to put, or he's buying some presents for his wife to be, then even if he has to go to difficulty, he doesn't get something at this shop, not at another shop, he will go to how many shops? He will phone friends, and nowadays on the internet, he will look for it, and with happiness. He didn't eat also that day. There was no time to eat also. And he was moving around. He had to walk also so much from place to place. But he does it with happiness for Allah's sake. And it's just a matter of our attitude. And then Allah makes everything easy. In reality then, the rozas become easy. There are those places where they are keeping now presently 20-hour rozas. And little children are keeping those rozas. Presently, there are those people, when this attitude is formed from our side, who are sickly, old they are, but they are adamant we're going to keep the roza. On the other hand, we find those who are just looking for excuses. And any small excuse, doctor just mentioned, by the way, you shouldn't keep roza. And that is now a hujjat for them. It is an absolute proof. But on the other hand, doctors are insisting, family people are insisting, don't keep roza, but they are adamant we're going to keep the roza. And Allah makes things easy also. So Allah Ta'ala give us that. And that is what we have to develop, that love for deen. And that's far superior than dunya and all the people of dunya also. How many instances we find that the righteous people, everyone stopped them, don't do this, don't, but they were adamant. Those little boys who wanted to go for jihad, they stood on their toes to make themselves look better. Whispered in the ears of the other person that let me beat you in this bout so that I can get accepted for jihad also. So that is that spirit, that is what we must do. And we should have that, and Ramzan is to develop that also. Just apply ourselves for the short 30 days, 29, 30 days, and Allah will bless us. And then we will see the enjoyment. Once Allah gives a person halawat iman, the sweetness of iman. It doesn't go out of the heart once a person is blessed with it. And when he gets that sweetness, then only he knows what it is. Like ulama have explained, like you take any fruit, the mango fruit for example. A person who hasn't eaten mango, and you try to explain to him as much as you want to, you can't explain to him how a mango tastes. Or in fact any other thing also. And the day, and that person has no right to deny the enjoyment of a mango. If he didn't taste it, it doesn't mean it doesn't exist. And that is the thing which many of us have to get through our thick skulls. What we don't know, we haven't experienced, we just want to deny those things. But we didn't experience it, doesn't mean it doesn't exist. And the day that person who even denies that the mango is such a wonderful, tasty fruit, the day he tastes it, he won't be able to explain it to anyone also. And now when he was trying to tell somebody, and he tells somebody else who didn't taste it, that person will deny it. But, and once it's in the mouth, you won't have time to explain to anyone. You'll just want to eat more and more mango. And you'll enjoy, just like that, the sweetness of iman. Which we read about. If we haven't tasted it, doesn't mean it doesn't exist. And the day we taste it, we won't be able to explain it to anyone. And when we taste it, we will be so engrossed in it that we won't really also have time to explain to other people. We'll be just so much enjoying it. Just reading Quran Sharif, the enjoyment. We won't like to be disturbed by anyone. And all things, and those who get this enjoyment, Shah Abdul Rahim, Raipuri Rahmatullah Ali, Shah Abdul Qadir Raipuri Rahmatullah Ali, in Ramadan the whole day was devoted only to recitation of Quran Sharif. He had no time to meet his very close friends also. Usually a major thing, our Akabir and Buzurgani Deen, is to reply to their correspondents, people who write to them for their spiritual aspects, etc. But no reply to letters also. The only time he spoke a few words was when he broke his roza, and what did he have his iftari, his supper, was just a few, the small glasses, finjan of black tea. That's all. And he just spoke a few words at that time. Otherwise, just still the enjoyment that he got from there. And he couldn't now sacrifice that for anything else. That great enjoyment. So when Allah Ta'ala gives this. So this is that month which Allah Ta'ala, all this can come by the fasting of the day. The mere fasting, Allah gives a lot on the fasting. That a person where it's an ibadat which is filled with ikhlas. Nobody can see. Even now we all got roza, but it's possible a person can go in the toilet, in the bathroom, and he goes and eats something there. But alhamdulillah, we don't do that. And just for Allah's sake we are keeping. And a thing which is very dear to us, our food, and what we like, we are sacrificing it for Allah. So what Allah gives on Rosa we can, but let us make it Rosa, as we will be discussing what is Rosa. Rosa is not staying hungry. It's not a hunger strike which politicians call for and people go on a hunger strike. It is a great ibadat. That ibadat has to come into us, not just merely staying hungry. So it just is that month that Allah has made this roza compulsory. And by night, Allah has ordained the taraweeh. We say sunnah, sunnah-e muakkada from Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. But in this hadith, as Hazrat Shaykh explains, we see that taraweeh is also from Allah. And that also we should look to forward to with passion. One thing, we should be making dua that in the Haramain Sharifain, everywhere in the world, full 20 rakats of taraweeh must be made. Though we are not there, directly doesn't concern us, but it is our shiar, the Haramain Sharifain. Taraweeh is a great signpost of Islam, and we should be sad that they're only reading 10 rakats. This should be the full 20 rakats. And as somebody has explained, some great ulama, that Allah, His love for the ummah, and that He wants to show that love, He made this 20 rakats of taraweeh. In which the closest a person is to Allah Ta'ala is when he's in sajda. So in other words, 40 sajdas, 40 occasions that Allah is making that extreme love, and Allah wants to make that love. So He called us 40 times to make sajda. And then you are the closest to Allah Ta'ala. And now that we are deprived of it, only 10 rakats, so only 20 times. And those who make 8 rakats, only 16 times. This also, so taraweeh also, we should look forward to it. We should join the imam from the start. Not wait till he's just going in ruku, we're standing in some back steps, we're just sitting down, and when we see now time for ruku is coming, we quickly jump up, and then we start our namaz. No, we should be eager from the start, as far as possible, with the takbir-e-ula. And takbir-e-ula has got great value. Takbir-e-tahreema has got great value. And the takbir-e-ula has got also much more greater value. So we should try our best, our taraweeh also. We should not feel it a burden. A person is tired is a different thing, physical tiredness. Or he's got some pain in his body and he's enduring it. But that mental, that to think of it as a burden will be a source of great deprivation. Eh? That we will do it, but we are thinking of it as a burden. No, we should look forward to it. That person who cannot make taraweeh, his excuse according to Sharia, he's ill, whatever, and he's craving to be making taraweeh. He might be lying on his bed, he'll be getting more closest to Allah than if we are making taraweeh, but we're taking it as a burden. And we dislike it. Though we are in the masjid, we are making the taraweeh, but we're taking it as a burden, we will be deprived. And that person who couldn't make it for a valid excuse, he's not making taraweeh, but he's craving for it. He's in a higher position than us. So Allah Ta'ala, let us have this desire and love for the taraweeh, and make dua that throughout the world, full 20 rakats must be made. And that also, not rushing. How many places? There is another sad part in many places where Alhamdulillah Allah has favored us. We should show more shukr to Allah. And that there are so many more huffaz now. So much more the environment of Ramadan has become alive. At one time, not long ago, in the 60s, 70s, there was really no environment of many dini aspects. No Qurbani environment, no Ramzan environment, and till now, lately in some countries, our friends reported, for example, for Maghrib Namaz, our one who is an imam, he says not one single person comes for Maghrib. The restaurants are booked out 6 months in advance, and they all go for iftari dawah to the restaurant. And here in the masjid, nobody. So he has made effort, mashallah, great change has come. So many things, now that Allah has blessed us with so many hafizahs. For at one time, in the 60s, 70s, here on what was known as the Witwatersrand, the area that stretched from Randfontein to Springs. This whole area, very few masjids should have Quran Sharif Taraweeh. There were very few masjids in the first place. People were also much less, of course. And very few masjids, and very few of that few had full Quran Sharif Taraweeh. Otherwise, it was just Alam Tara. And they had to get a hafizahs from outside. Okay? And then those hafizahs made many demands also. At that time, what we can remember, telephone calls were very expensive. With the landline, etc. But they demanded every day, we have to make a phone call to our home. So and that also, and many other demands they made also. Now that Allah has made so many hafizahs, so many venues, the appreciation is we should do it more with eagerness and with passion. Not that we are looking for the earliest, as soon as time is coming, and some places they don't even go and make the Isha with the Jamaat in the masjid. They make their own Isha at the venue of the Taraweeh, which is not a masjid. In somebody's garage, somebody's warehouse, somebody's front room, etc. So they deprive themselves of the masjid namaz, which is a very great thing, which is not allowed also. Namaz must be made in the masjid. So that also they are deprived of. And then in the awwal waqt, and then the Taraweeh, that is the earliest, and the Taraweeh that is the fastest. That should not be the case. We appreciation of Allah, we should, what enjoyment, release, we should do it. If we were so hungry for so long, and somebody has invited us now for a meal, the appreciation is for our body that we now enjoy that meal. Take our time, sit down, have it properly, not just rush through, that nobody will do. This great spiritual meal Allah is giving us. And not only the meal of Taraweeh, Allah has put such special spiritual the menu Allah has made. How many course meals? How many causes? What and what Allah is giving to us in Ramadan? The Sehri is a wonderful. So wonderful is Sehri that we know little children cry to get up at Sehri. Though they're not going to keep the roza, but they want to. And if the mothers didn't wake them up, they fight the whole day. And they want and they demand that we must wake. Allah is put in that time. We get up, we should appreciate. And also one very important thing, we learned so many things from our mashayikh. Like for example, all of us must be knowing what is papri and papar. The Gujaratis will know when we eat usually with kari khichdi, with biryani, there is always papar, there is papri. Now we also just ate it as that, as papar and papri. But our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali explained that this papar is such an enjoyable thing that it is crispy. When you put it in your mouth, how that crispy feeling you feel, and then it melts in your mouth. Since, alhamdulillah, Hazrat explained us, until today, now when I eat papad, the enjoyment is much more than before. Before, we should just eat it like that. We didn't appreciate and understand the enjoyment of it. Now, even that, we learn from our mashayikh. And now when we have it, so much more, greater enjoyment. The drinking of tea, for example. We should just drink tea. But our Ustad, Hazrat Maulana Fakhruddin Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, our Ustad of Bukhari Sharif, when we saw him drinking tea, and he wanted it hot. And this is also so many lessons to drink, to learn from there. He should take the cup and just a small sip. When it's so hot, you'll take a gulp, you'll burn yourself. You can't take a gulp. But that one sip, and how he should enjoy it. Now tea has become enjoyable for us. And now it's not just a matter of drinking tea. All the ni'mats of Allah. And these are material ni'mats which we enjoy. What about this? We have to learn the spiritual enjoyments. That look forward to our Taraweeh. Look forward to our Roza. Look forward to everything. Make our Taraweeh, all our namazes throughout the year. Not in awwal time. Today, generally, we are going in the trend of reading it in Salafi time, the awwal time, Isha also. And we just want to like get over with the namaz. And then the Taraweeh 20 rakat, no proper tarweeha, after the 4 rakat sitting nicely, just rushing. And just Taraweeh is finished, immediately witr, and no nafils, all are gone. Lights are put off, everything. One good friend of ours, elder, but he made a lot of muhabbat and treated us like a friend. We were his great juniors. But he explained, and he had a lot. He was a lawyer by profession. But in spite of that, the love he had for deen and his devotion for all devotional practices, very great. So he made once Taraweeh, he was in Beirut, Lebanon. And there are only 8 rakats. And the 8 rakats, a whole of the 8 rakats in the surah were teen. The only one surah they read in 8 rakats. Wateen was Zaytun, Allahu Akbar, like that. And now he couldn't take it. He enjoyed this Taraweeh, how Taraweeh must be enjoyed. After that he was sitting and reading his wazifas, which also he loved to read, his some zikr, zikar, etc. The caretaker of the masjid came and told him, come, you have to go, I have to lock up the masjid. Now, what kind of a Ramadan is that? And what kind of Taraweeh? And one is, a person comes early. After the Taraweeh, he sits and he's enjoying making the zikr. He sits in all the programs, not in a sleepy way, but with his wide awake. And he's listening to everything, enjoying everything. That is the enjoyment. So Allah has given us this great. We should appreciate it very, very much. Whoever wants to be close to Allah by doing any good deed, for such people shall be the reward of the one who had performed a farz in any other time. And whoever performs a farz shall be given the reward of 70 faraid in any other time. This is the month, as it comes in the Hadith Sharif, لِلَّهِ نَفَحَاتِ. There are certain occasions when the breezes, just wonderful breezes from Allah's side. And then Allah just opens the doors. Hearts are open. People inclined to deen, to practice on deen becomes easy. فَتَعَرَّضُوا لَهَا. And when those breezes come, then present yourself. Accept them. Open your heart for them. To put it in our language, is that there is love in the air. The love of Allah Ta'ala. It's filled in the air. Not all other filthy and dirty love, but the love of Allah. And there are bargains galore that Allah now has made small, small things the value very great. And you can just get it easily. The bargains are plenty. And the profits are unimaginable. There are great bargains. Profits are so great. The month of Ramadan is fully of that month. So we should be feeling sad. One day is gone already. What did I do? What did I acquire? Not that 30 days are coming. We should be looking already what is gone, and I haven't done anything. What, and the day of Jummah is gone. What did I do for this day? And what great bargains from Allah, and that love of Allah which I have to acquire. So this is that month. So, and this, so we should keep this in mind, that this is the month that Nafal becomes the value of a farz. And a farz is increased to the value of 70 times more, to the power 70. How much more it is. So this is the month really to score. And how much we can score. What are sixes? What are hat-tricks? Those are total waste of time. This is the time to really score and to get from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So to understand that, Mujaddid al-Faythani rahmatullahi alayhi has explained, and we should keep this in our mind to understand it, that the person's whole life of nafal cannot equal a farz. For example, in the field of namaz, whole lives of nafal namaz, awwabin, ishraq, chash, all the other nafal namazes which are over 5 times namaz, all whole lives cannot equal to 2 rakats. And 2 rakats of farz is the 2 of fajr. So that whole lives, your tahajjud of every night, and your ishraq, and so many virtues for awwabin, for all this, but it can't equal to one set of 2 rakats of the fajr namaz, of a farz namaz. So all those virtues, if we say, how great. So how great isn't the farz? It's so great. And then again, then in Ramadan, all those nafals what we do, our israr becomes the value of a faraz. And the faraz becomes 70 times. How great, isn't it? Also, it is explained that when a person reads Quran Sharif, for every letter that he reads, not every word, every letter, we read Alam Tara. Alam is three letters, not one letter. It is one word, but it is three letters, three alphabets. For each alphabet, 10 sawabs. And then if you, that is, we're reading it with wudu. No, if you read it without wudu, for every letter. You read it with wudu, for every letter, 25 sawabs. So the same that we read, Alam Tara. So we should also consider today that which is coming a trend also, out of necessity it is different, but to read from the phone. And in that the tendency is that a person reads without wudu. Because when the other, the Quran Sharif, you touch it, you need wudu. Now you are lazy to make wudu. So you just read from the phone. And now you don't need wudu, but you are losing out so much sawabs. So much of sawab you are losing, and a lot more we are losing out also. So anyway, without wudu, for every letter, 10 sawabs. With wudu, 25. And then in a sitting position, for every letter, 50 sawabs. And this shows that in a sitting position, that it is nafal. For us, without an excuse, we can't sit and read for us. We have to stand and read. If a person is excused, he's got some problem, it's a different thing. And then in a standing position for every letter, 100 sawabs. So just the Alhamdu Sharif, which has got 150 alphabets, if we read it without wudu, for each letter, 150 times 10, 1500. Multiply that by 25 now, if we read it with wudu. And multiplied by 50, 150 times 50 when we are in a sitting position and we read namaz. And multiplied by 100, 150 times 100, 15,000 sawabs when we are reading in a standing position in nafal. So how much sawab? And whole life nafal can't compare with a faraz. What we read in faraz namaz, the same things we read, Alhamdu Sharif, Surah Ikhlas, Adisu Alam Tarakai Fafa'ala, Surah Feel, all that, the same. But now what is the value? And Ramzan, that Nafal, you get the value of a Faraz. And the Faraz, the value of 70 Faraz. So what it is should be from our side, that we should also improve and with passion do everything more. Make all our five times Namaz with all the Nafils. Zohar, the last two nafils also. Jummah, the two nafils also. Asr, the four sunnats also. And Isha also, the nafil. And then we should try and make awabeen also. And normally if we make four rakats after Maghrib and the three of faraz, that will be also, we will get the sawab, the two sunnat e muakkada, we'll get the sawab of awabeen. But Ramadan, we should try and do more. Do awabeen six rakat, not only the four, and include the two of sunnat e muakkada, but make it six as much as we can. Isha read full, and many of us that now Tarawih we made, so we cut corners and we cut short all the other things. No, this is the month that we have to increase in that, and the amount we can earn, and it's only till the moon is sighted for Ramadan. And what a beautiful example Hazrat Maulana Shah Abrarul Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali is given, which Maulana Abdul Ghani, Maulana Mufti Abdullah Phulpuri Rahmatullah Ali. He explained to us that if any government have to give money printing machines to all the Muslim population, that all the Muslims in the country, we are giving them money printing machines. And you can set it, like in South Africa, 10 rand note, on that you can set it, or print 20 rands, or 50, or 100, or 200. Of course, nobody will think of putting it on 10 rand. Everyone would put it on 200 rand. And that is, whatever you print, but it will only print when the moon is established for the month of Ramadan. Like this, we were all thinking that Wednesday night will be the first Taraweeh outwardly. Everyone was taking it like for granted. But the moon was not sighted. Everyone should go into so much of wailing and lamenting that I can't start my money printing machine. It's not working. It will only start when the moon is sighted. So 24 hours almost till then, when only the moon was sighted and Ramadan started last night. So we will be so sorry. How many of us felt that sorrow, how many felt happy that the moon wasn't sighted? So one day less, one Taraweeh less, one day later. Really, for many dunya things which got no value, we attach all value to that. And what has got full value, we attach no value to that. We can see how topsy-turvy we have come, how upside down. And then still we have problems to understand the reality of deen. We have become totally upside down. So anyway, and it will only print till the moon is sighted. For Eid. Then once the moon is sighted and it's confirmed it's Eid, it will stop printing. But the thing of this machine, it's not automatic. You just press a button and it prints. It's manual. You have to turn a handle all the time. And to turn that handle, everyone will manage. The old ladies who can't keep rosas, the old men, everyone, but this they will have the power to turn because it's printing crispy notes and 100% legal tender and no question by the receiver where you came with this money. Big stacks of 200 rand notes and receiver won't ask you also any receipts or anything or where it comes from. 100% is a special note of Ramadan. But it's hand. And we see then, consequently, those who realize the value of Ramadan, that you can print the 200 rand notes, and 200 rand is nothing in comparison to even a small nafal ibadat, how much you can gain here. And yeah, it's not legal tender for dunya, forever. For dunya also, it will give you the full benefit. Akhirat, forever and ever. And you can print as much as you want to. Then we can understand those buzurgs who ate only once in 15 days. Because they were just busy printing notes all the time. Who slept a little bit once in 15 days of Ramadan. In the middle and then again at the end. And this is just a matter of putting mind above matter. When we do that and we realize the value of these things, Allah makes all this mujahada. People think these people, buzurg, they make so much mujahada. They're striving so much. For them, it's just enjoyment. For them, it's no mujahada. For us, it's mujahada. Oh, so much they're making ibadat. Whole night day in ibadat. For them, it's enjoyment. They just enjoying, releasing it all the time. That is what we have to work for. That is what this month is. So it's a month of great earnings where there are bargains galore and profits, unlimited profits. No limit to any profit whatsoever. This is what Allah... So we should appreciate this great month which Allah has given us. It is here with us. We don't know whether we'll make iftari today or Allah takes us away. We don't think about next year's Ramadan. Now it's year. Allah has been kind. Alhamdulillah, we are healthy also. Mentally also we are. How many people who are, what their poor conditions are. Mental conditions, physical conditions. Allah has made, and Allah has put them on. And there are three things that we must take advantage of in these things. That, illa ma rahima rabbi, ma... Allah ma'alusi, Allah reward him. He said it is ma zarfiya. That is in the waqt, fi waqt. And ma makaniya, the place. And ma masdariya, the amal. So Allah has given us now in this month of Ramadan, is the time of Ramadan, which is full. This is just very little what we have tried to explain. Filled with great benefits. And the zarfiya, the place. Allah has brought us here to the Khanqa, to the masjid, especially those fortunate who are sitting for the sunnat i'tikaf or even nafal, but proper full time they are spending in the, so the time also is, we got the right time, the place also, and then Allah has given us all the amal also. Every amal of Ramadan, every amal of Ramadan is so valuable, it's just for us to take now. And Allah has made it, we are healthy also, we are not sickly. Alhamdulillah, some of us made some adjustment, we took off leave, we made some things, and we have come, now we are here, let us take full advance. And we are to be very careful, which also we will discuss, all the negative things which stop us from benefiting, and after benefiting, losing out again. So we will discuss that also so that we don't lose out. Allah give us tawfiq that we try and benefit. Now is the time before Maghrib. Normally also throughout the year, especially Jum'ah, before Maghrib, we should engage in du'as. Now in Ramadan, even more. And for all these things that Allah bless us with this, to appreciate the month of Ramadan and to take full benefit, all the du'as that we want to make for our families, etc. Many of us, we miss our families, we miss home, we are here, but make du'a for them. So Allah give us tawfiq to take full advantage, inshallah.